showing the perfected servant, whatever it may be, is roy. It's appropriate that he should be mashkiach by himself in the inyan of sheirus that he's going to do even before he's commanded. In other words, he has to show or he has to express some type of involvement in this service even before he becomes officially commanded and appointed to be that mishoris. Because if he doesn't have this maila, that he does this this hashgocha, this sheirus by himself before he's obligated, before he's commanded, lo yashlim mimenu hasheirus aroy. The proper sheirus, the complete sheirus, the proper fulfillment of his service will not be accomplished. In order to accomplish, to be able to be a servant ne'amon, a total servant, a mishoris hasholem, a person has to first have volunteered to do some of this sheirus, to be involved in this in these activities, even before he's commanded. Otherwise, if that doesn't happen, there will not be the sheirus haroi, the appropriate level of sheirus will not be achieved. He won't be able to achieve it. This is the reason. Therefore, he looked for this tchuna, this nature in the appropriate zivig for Yitzchok. He wanted a woman who would perform appropriately all of her obligations, her that she's mitzuva into her husband. And in order to find such a person, it had to be that she voluntarily did these things even before she had the tzivoy. V'zeh ki mepnei shekvar hishgicha me'atzmo lasos sheirus loy bukash mimeno al tzara chesed. She on herself began to do this sheirus, like offering to take care of the camels and this, lo bukash mimeno, before it was asked of her, before she had any obligation to respond to his request. It's also a form of tzivoy, I guess. Al tzara chesed, she did it poshut because she wants to do chesed. Kol sheken shetia hashgochoso b'sheirus bailo shuchok oleho. Kol sheken will be if she is one who volunteered to do this without being obligated. Then kol sheken when the chok shuchok oleho which she's obligated to serve her husband appropriately, then she'll be able to do it kol shekein because of the fact that she put in this sheirus voluntarily before. She has that midah. And it showed that this was chazoka b'rifka because she volunteered and so forth. And so on he goes and explains how that works. But so it's interesting what's going on over here. Because it sounds like that, you know, on the one hand, tzivui is very powerful. It sounds that first it has a tzivui, this is what I have to do, and you fulfill your obligation. Mitzad sheni, we know that godol ha-metzuva ve-yoyse me-misha ein ha-metzuva ve-yoyse, because a metzuva ve-yoyse has interference, has a yetzahora. When I have a tzivui, there's a resistance. When there's no tzivui, to volunteer, it's much easier. We always say, like, you know, the neighbor's garbage seems to weigh a lot less than your mother's garbage. Because to take out the garbage for your mother, that I have to do, that's already very heavy. But for the neighbor, any time. It's not this. When there's no tzivoy, when it's voluntary, there's less resistance. So it says over here, so it's like this. But in order to fulfill the tzivoy, there has to be first this voluntary aspect to do it. And then a person will be able, we can be sure that this person will be able to fulfill the tzivui. Okay, that makes a little bit of sense, that tzivui is difficult, and there's resistance to tzivui. But once I see that this person does it voluntarily, then the fact that this is like chesed, like nature, like it's normal for me to do it, will help mitigate the fact that there's a tzivoy, and the tzivoy is a burden, but I have something, an affinity to doing this on my own, so memela, then I'll be able to do the tzivui. But he goes even further, and he says, kol shekein, he says, v'zeh ki mipnei shekvar hishgicho me'atzmo lasas shuras l'sherus loy bukash mimeno hatzara chesed, kol shekein sheti ashkochoso b'sherus bailo shuchok oleo bo'efen yoseh sholem. Since she showed that she can perform these types of tasks when she's not under obligation, so kol shekein, that the ability to do the sherus of her husband, which is a chok, which is an obligation, which is a tzivoy, then she'll kol shekein she'll be able to do a b'yoseh sholem. The kol shekein is not poshut, because on the one hand, when she's volunteering, she doesn't have opposition. She's einu mitzuva v'yoseh, no problem. It's easy to do that. But to say there's a kol shekein when there's tzivui oleho, when there's a tzivui, there's a yetzahora, there's a hisnagdus, there's an opposition that a person has because godel mitzuva yoseh v'she'enu mitzuva yoseh, because I'm fighting against opposition. So how could there be a kol shekein that if she's the person who will do this on her own, then kol shekein she will do it be'oifen, how does he call it? Now when she did it, it was very easy there because she wasn't obligated. The minute she's obligated, it introduces another factor, a hisnagdus, a yetzahora, against tzivui, and therefore it's going to make it harder. So how can we say that there's a, how can he say that there's a kol shekein that if she's the type of person who will do this on her own, then the tzivui, kol shekein, she'll be able to do it with the tzivui. If I care, the tzivui makes it harder. You certainly can't make a kol shekein. Maybe it'll make it a little bit easier, but what's going on there? So l'chayra, it seems that tzivui has two aspects to it. The tzivui aspect is very, very energizing. I'm mechuyev to do it. Mechuyev to do it. I have to do it. That's the tzivui. This is my responsibility. This is my responsibility as a wife. This is my responsibility as a husband. This is my responsibility as a Jew. This is my responsibility as a teacher, as a student, as whatever I may be responsible, as a mailman. These are my responsibilities, and responsibility give a certain level of energy. They on the same and motivation and push. On the same time, there's a resistance responsibility, because once it's a tzivui, then it makes it harder to do. But it seems that when the person has expressed this nature, that be'etzim, the things that I have to do are things that I want to do. This is what I really want to do it. Then that has the power to negate the resistance to the tzivui that which a person naturally has. And memela, it's kol shekein. Once I have that, then the tzivui is not going to be a problem anymore. Then at that, because when it becomes natural to me, this is what I really want to do, then all of a sudden that aspect of the tzivui, which is resistance because the Yetzirah resists the tzivui, but it's been neutralized by my midah that I desire to perform this act. It's a personal desire, and memela it can neutralize the yetzahara, the opposition, the. I think this may have some significant ramifications. I wonder, I don't know, but I wonder if the whole inyan of chinuch, the chinuch of children, is this type of a thing. We're margil them to do mitzvahs before the mechuyev. Before the mechuyev. So in a sense, what we're doing is, if we get them used to it, and I would dare say, not just used to it, but happy with it, not forced to it, but happy with it, enjoyable, its meaning, this becomes what I want to do. Like he says, she did it mitzara chesed. I want to do this. If they get to the level where they want to do it, then that can neutralize the opposition of the tzivui. And neutralizing the opposition of the tzivui is not to be taken lightly, because that opposition is a tremendous level of opposition. That's godel, because there is real opposition. Fakir, Hashem made us with this opposition. Otherwise, what schar would we get for doing mitzvahs? It's easy. Of course, you do what you're told. If everybody would be of the nature, do what you're told, then there would be very little goodness and significance and reward for doing what you're told, because it's poshut, you do what you're told. But there's that resistance. But the fact that I want to do it can help to neutralize that, and then the resistance can be removed. If that's the case, then I think that this is a very strong case for creating the motivation and the appreciation of the tzivuyim of the Torah even before we focus on the tzivuy itself. Because the more appreciation I have to do this mitzad ha-chesed, mitzad ha-hisnadvus, mitzad that this is just what I like to do. So memela, now when I come to recognize, or in the case of bar mitzvah, when I come to into the chiyuv, or in case of a normal person, an older person, when I've developed such a love of what I'm doing, so now when the tzivui is focused on or kicks in, or I'm aware, or I'm more aware, or more acutely aware of the tzivui, it's a different thing. Let's say, for example, a person appreciates putting on tefillin. So if when I'm running into the Beis Medrash to put on tefillin, and I have this sense of, I can't wait, what it means, this sense of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim through the Parshias HaTorah, and I'm Meshuvah to Hashem, and the Parshias guide me in that Shibud, and my heart is brought on board, and my Seichel is brought on board, and it's such an exciting thing, that by the time I get to the Brocha Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvoysov V'tzivonu, which evokes, should evoke, if we pay attention, and if we're Bechlal alive, or awake at that unearthly hour of the day, then what it does is I've already taken away from the sharpness of that pain. That resistance is reduced. Yes, Asher Kiddushonu V'tzivonu. Yeah, but you know what was V'tzivonu? Tzivonu to do the thing that I want to do anyway. Tzivonu to do the thing that I love to do. That this is my teva, that I'm chalashing to do. Oh, then the V'tzivonu is not so. So I think in a generation where there seems to be, big Yetzirah. Yetziraha that we have today are shocking. Unfortunately, every day we hear more and more shocking stories, and the Yetziraha that we have against doing what we have to do is all part of the process. When there's greater temptation, so there's greater Yetziraha, so there's Bikshu Alila Lifrish Min Amokim, and so forth, all kinds of psychological complexities. So the more that we can develop the appreciation for the cheshek to do the mitzvahs, because I want to do it, then that can help mitigate the overwhelming pressure that the tzivui can put on us, and ourselves, others, whoever we're dealing with, and it can really enhance, I think, the ability to remain fully committed to the tzivui Hashem with a reduced level of resistance, because of the fact that what I'm doing is really something that I very, very much want to do and would want to do even without the tzivui.